You're listening to Context is King, news and views from the front lines of digital media. This week, all viewers are equal, true or false. Here are your hosts, Eric Cohen and Ashkan Karbisfrushen.
Welcome to another episode of Context is King, the show in which we take business news and wrap it all up in context in under 10 minutes. I'm joined, as always, by Ash, the CEO of WatchMojo. How you doing, Ash?
Pretty good.
And we're talking about viewers, and are all viewers equal?
Absolutely not. What did you just do? You said, welcome, Ash, CEO of WatchMojo, because last week, you know, there was a guy on one of the YouTube videos who commented, like, who is this person? You basically got some random homeless guy off the street to comment.
Okay, which would be a great concept.
That's
for
a great concept. That's next season. So what you did basically is you kind of put some context into who I am. And I think that's what basically like a lot of advertisers and a lot of media companies are starting to do by kind of harnessing and leveraging the power of and the data that you get through the web.
Right, of course. But so, you know, we were talking about NBC because they've taken a big step now that I think differentiates them from their contemporaries.
Yeah, so if you think a few years ago, NBC that has the rights to the Olympics, they were basically like making it so hard for a viewer online who's at work when the Olympics are happening live across the world to watch it online. They would kind of force people and funnel them to watch it on TV, prime time, because that's when, it's crazy.
So backwards.
Backwards, yeah. Because that's when like the prime time, prime dollars advertisers want you to watch. So, you know, that was at a time when TV advertising was this high.
And which Olympics are we talking about?
Probably just four years ago. Okay. It was like, this year they did something very different and they kind of said, no, we're gonna kind of sell packages and kind of, we recognize that these platforms are kind of merging. It doesn't really matter. And finally, like people, you know, who are of the 21st century seem to be making decisions finally. And I think that's just economic incentives. The economic incentive for them was to protect TV and they realized, like, why fight gravity, so to speak. What they're doing now, they launched something called C-Flight, letter C, Flight. And they're basically saying, ooh, there's this fantastic new technology that will allow us to kind of say, hey, if you are watching Will and Grace on TV, we're not just going to tell you what the Nielsen ratings were. We're going to actually add what people, the total viewership on NBC television, as well as NBC.com, Hulu, mobile, possibly YouTube and all that. Maybe not even like the pirated stuff. Definitely not the pirated editions. But the areas where it's authenticated and it's basically an NBC managed, you know, network.
So every pair of eyeballs, regardless of what platform.
That's kind of the spiel. Yeah. Now, whether or not it'll be accurate or not, time will tell, because like analytics have never really been accurate. Like even when it comes to Comscore or Nielsen, you know, it's kind of frustrating because you have a 10 million viewership and they'll give you 3 million. And you're like, why?
Well, it was always such an antiquated, you know, archaic system.
Okay, you're talking about TV.
Yeah, exactly. So if we talk about Nielsen ratings, or when I was a kid, you know, the pencil, you know, you would check the boxes of what you're watching and then the box became the thing that you put on your TV. But still, such a small sample of the population.
Very. I mean, look, statistically, you need 30 to have a normal distribution. So you could argue small but representative, so to speak, which I don't know how representative it was. I think the, fundamentally when then, you know, the online, the internet came around, you had Nielsen and Comscore that wanted to protect their turf. And, you know, it was crazy because if you managed a website with 10 million viewers, or uniques according to your own, you know, let's say Google Analytics, which was a site-specific measuring service, they would give you 3 million. And you're like, what the hell? And then they would say, well, you know, if you are checking out WatchMojo from home and work, that's two visits, but it's one user. But I'm like, okay, what if me and my whole family from one IP are checking, you know, WatchMojo? Well, that's five visitors, you're giving us one. So it's not perfect, but I always felt like Nielsen and Comscore were directional in that, like, if you wanted to see relatively which two sites are bigger or if one site trending upwards or down, it had value. But if you made decisions strictly from Comscore or Nielsen, you weren't getting the full picture. And I think that's why you've seen over the years other services like Hitwise or Quantcast and, you know, even Google Analytics. I think it was Urchin, and then they bought. So all these other companies basically that saw a inefficiency weakness and filled it. Now, I don't actually think this has really that much to do with the technology being present and available. I think that's more of like an excuse for the bigger reason.
Okay, but, you know, I think about the fact that, you know, if we're putting value on different types of viewing, and if someone were to have said that a TV viewer is more valuable, I feel that now that might be different, because when you're watching something online and there's a product, you can click and buy it right there. if it's on TV, you have to call the 1-800 number and place your
order. Or go to a mall, which you don't even want to do. Well, that's it. When I said the bigger reason, I think the bigger reason fundamentally is now there's so much dollars online. It's a bigger market. But I also think online you have Facebook and Google that are garnering, you know, 85% of ad dollars, 99% of the growth is going to them. That if you are NBC, CBS, you want to say, hey, wait, it's not really just the technology, the market has changed. We need to be able to track, monetize, and capitalize on the online reach that we have, because it's if it's not already bigger, it may be bigger. And whereas the TV, the advertising on TV was bigger, I don't think that'll be the case. And absolutely, I think the web, that's why Amazon is worth almost $1 trillion, that e-commerce is a real thing. And advertising is a bigger business than it was online. So that's why they have to do it. And I would argue they're probably even too late. But if they would have done this 3-4 years ago, you would not be talking about Facebook and Google being so dominant. Mm-hmm. For the same reason that, you know, if Viacom would have embraced the web 10 years ago, WatchMojo in this form may not exist, because who would watch our top 10 lists if Viacom had all of their archive online? They didn't do that. We filled the vacuum. Props, Viacom, drinks on me.
Well, not to mention the fact that they just bought VidCon, right? So
another attempt to make up for lost time.
So if NBC are the ones who now seem to have gotten their head out of the sand, it almost seems like it's not a level playing field, because they're counting everyone, all eyeballs, and all their competitors are
I mean, they're still referring to that as C-flight, meaning if you check Nielsen, you get Nielsen. If you get other, so it's still segmented. I think what they're doing is saying, look, we're going to do the legwork for you. In fact, look, I mean, putting myself like inside that walled garden, I'm going to assume that they were doing this exercise anyway to convince, like, hey, we have more reach than Google or Facebook. The Google, you know, we're bigger than them. So once they were aggregating all this audience from all these different sources, they probably built themselves a dashboard, they probably pulled in through APIs. Once they had all that data, they're like, wait a second, we should just make this more open-ended for people to be able to say, hey, I want to buy ads on Will and Grace. What's the actual audience?
So why aren't the other companies doing it?
I think eventually that's the direction it's going. Absolutely, absolutely. That's definitely, you're going to have total reach across platforms and medium, and that's, you know, should have happened 10 years ago. And the reason why it didn't is because these companies missed the boat, because they care about near term. If these companies at their new fronts would have kind of been the ones who were at the forefront of this and saying, look, this is our true reach, it would have been here already. The reason why they didn't do it? Well, that's simple. There was no economic incentive, because they were trying to protect TV dollars, and online dollars weren't big enough. But by doing so, they shot themselves in the foot.
So does this have any impact on the Googles and the YouTubes and the...
I think it has, it probably will help the traditional guys more. I think that train has left the station. I think the Facebooks and the Googles are fairly dominant and entrenched in what they do, because they now have the audiences. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you think about, you know, our 25 million subscribers, it's 18 to 34, but if you're young, you associate yourself to WatchMojo or other YouTube channels and brands and other, you know, and YouTube and other things like Facebook, that's Instagram, Snapchat. You start to get more latched onto that. So I think this is going to help maybe slow down the deterioration of revenue streams that traditional has, mm-hmm. but it will not make any change. You know, it's like gravity is gravity. You have a parachute, so you may fall slower, but you are going to fall, and it's going to make a thump when you land.
You might want to train yourself to land as best as you can.
But you're still going to land.
Right.
You can break 5 bones or 50 bones, but bones will be broken.
So let me ask you something. We need to wrap this up. Final context. Give this to me in a tweet. What's the conclusion?
You can run from innovator's dilemma, but you can't hide. It's not the technology. It's the dollars. It's the economy, stupid.
This was Context is King for the week of April 19th, 2018. Your hosts were Eric Cohen and Ashkan Karbisfrushan. Follow them on Twitter at @_EricCohen and at Ashkan, A-S-H-K-A-N. Subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. For video versions of these discussions, go to youtube.com/mojotalks.